All right, here's a short little sample of what you will hear on the Fruitarian Facts CD or cassette for those that order it, or for those that are just kind of curious and hearing a little sample of what it's all about. I hope you find this, if nothing else, at least entertaining, and hopefully maybe a little bit interesting and a little bit informative as well. So hope you enjoy the sample. Here we go. And also how the diet affects not only us internally, but our society, our neighborhoods, and probably most importantly, our environment. There's a lot of talk these days on body types and blood types and constitutional types and whatnot. Some of this comes via Ayurveda, and some comes from modern-day scientific mumbo-jumbo. They're very popular theories, a lot of books being sold and a lot of people being kind of, didn't want to say the word, but brainwashed or being sold on these ideas that have absolutely no basis in reality. The eat everything you could possibly want and still lose weight diet is still very popular, still today. How long have we been kidding ourselves about this one? You hear it all the time. Or some new product that you can take that you can still eat all you want, and you just take this pill and you will lose a bunch of weight. Now, really, can that be healthy? Can that make any sense? Can that be the path to health? Eat everything you want and take this pill and you will lose 20 pounds in 4 weeks or whatever the thing is they're telling you? I mean, I feel silly even commenting on it because it's so ridiculous. Of course that can't be the path to health. Of course mankind is not destined to this kind of horrible sort of existence where we gorge ourselves on foods that are bad for us and then we have to take this pill to lose all this weight so we can be healthy. That can't be the path to health. There's no way possible. Now, some people even claim that we have adapted to our inferior diet. Okay, Adam and Eve maybe ate fruit in the Garden of Eden, or maybe that's what we're supposed to eat. Maybe fruit is, in fact, our ultimate diet. But because of centuries and decades and millennia or whatever of eating wrong foods, of eating grains and meats and whatnot, our bodies now need that food. That, once again, has absolutely no basis in reality. Humans have not changed anatomically in thousands of years. Our hands, our mouths, our teeth, our jaws, our intestines, our stomach, every aspect of our bodies are the same as they were thousands of years ago. Any differences are so minor and have nothing to do with our food that is best suited for us. That is a fact. If we have adapted to eating inferior foods, where is the evidence? If we have adapted to eating meat, where are our claws to rip into these animals? Where are our teeth that we can grab a gazelle with our mouth by its neck and, like, rip its throat open? Where are those powerful jaws and the teeth to do those kinds of things? We don't have those kinds of things. They don't exist. We have not adapted. Not to say that we could not adapt to a particular diet. It's possible. Nature is infinitely wise. However, those kinds of changes take probably millions of years. And there's